go. Go. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Talkie Time, VBDC in the place. It's Monday. We're starting a brand new week of Talkie Time with the ghetto bird going overhead. Perfect way to start. Yeah, and today's episode is going to be about the dangers of entanglement with the web, which is what it's meant to do. Obviously, that's why it's called a web. Psycho, not reality. What's going on? Sacred Sparkle. Hello, hello. Awakened Soul. Good to see you. Dirty Shine. Inviolable. Welcome in, everybody. So yeah, should be a great talk today with Realm Renegade. You know what I mean? Great guest last time he was on. So we're going to be talking today. He's just coming back from a digital detox. You know what I mean? So I asked him this morning, what do you feel like talking about? He said, digital detox. So I agree. You know what I mean? Because I could tell everyone's energy is getting a little taxed. All I do is follow the zeitgeist. Not the news cycle exactly, but I just follow the zeitgeist. And I talk about what everyone wants to hear talked about. You know what I mean? When I first started doing Talkie Time again, you know, it was all about BLM, cancel culture, stuff like that. Of course, COVID. And then it just morphed into everybody wanting to talk about Pizzagate and Pedogate all the time. So that'll tax you, you know, if that's what you focus on. So it's taxing, you know, and I can see people are taxed and I feel I'm taxed. And I've been doing this 7 days a week and thinking maybe I should do 6 days a week or something. I don't know. That's something I'm going to talk about today at Realm Renegade, but yeah, for me, my energy flags, you know, it goes up and it goes down and then I stay with it. You know what I mean? I just keep going and don't take time off and I go up and down like that. Maybe there's a better way. Paolo, what's going on? Eric Geronimo, good to see you, bro. Amber, hello, hello. Excuse me, Ambrin. Oh, yeah. We got Ambrin and Amber back to back. That's confusing. Do you guys know each other? Tensia Maria, hello, hello. Esty Chef, what's up, buddy? Javart, hello, the Cuckoo Man, good to see you. Lila Nono, welcome in. 7x11, hello, hello, hello. Divin Aiel, what's up to you, fam? Fox Fawn, representing every time. Meg Marie is here. Mr. Bentley, WFT. You don't usually see those letters in that order. Amy Happy Girl, wouldn't want to see you any other way. The Wolf Among Sheep, welcome in. Gang Flag, nice to see everybody. Happy Monday. It's not the happiest Monday, I don't want to lie to you. It's kind of a sad Monday, but nothing in particular, you know. They did execute a dog for having COVID-19, so that's pretty sad. In the United States of America, a dog, someone tested their dog to begin with, which is amazing. Came back positive, they're like, guess we got to put him down. I don't know how old he was or anything, or if he was suffering, but hopefully it wasn't a puppy, you know. For your thoughts, what's going on? Quantum Flash, great to see you. Conservative Kai, welcome in. I thought I saw you with a different username today. Like something else, Kai. I'm confused. Maybe somebody made up a fake account after you. No, why would I be following it then? Don't listen to me. Realm Renegade, what's up, brother? Just give me like one or two more minutes. Let some people file in. I'll put you on in like 1 minute. Hold tight, pretty please. Earth to Rose, I'm glad you could make it. Yeah, it was a little bit of a tough weekend, you know what I mean? But I saw a lot of people saying that on Instagram too, like, oh, are you guys feeling like low energy or whatever? And that was on Friday, and I was like, no, I feel great. And then Saturday, just kind of did my own thing. I wasn't online all day, which I think saved me from that. I just came back in time to do Talkie Time. I was in Newport. Then yesterday, I was in a bad mood all day, you know what I mean? Even through Talkie Time, I was kind of in a weird mood, so. Then I woke up this morning and everyone's talking about that kind of vibe. So I guess that is a story now, you know? And we could talk about all the funny stories too, like Kamala Harris' weird derpy clone or whatever that was, you know? I actually think that's just Kamala Harris with some weird eye surgery or something, you know? Not even Botox, just something with the eyes and then different makeup, has her eyebrows drawn in differently and stuff. So I still think that's her though. I definitely don't think it's a clone, but I don't know. It's neither here nor there. I won't be betting on that. Mulaney, what's going on? Love and life, that's right. Marshallin, hello, hello. We're gonna add on Realm Renegade in just a moment. Chris, what's going on? Captain Nab, good to see you, buddy. Fox Fawn, just said that to a woman, that's why I was late. Lisoki, what's going on? PHE, hello, hello. It was Modest Kai, yeah, that's right. What's that? What happened to that? Juice and Colors, hello. Dimples 3, hello, hello. Beautiful Ellie, Nikki B Studio. All right, at this time we're going to add on Realm Renegade. He was a great guest last time we had him on. People really... So here he comes. Megan, what's up? I see you in there sliding in at the moment. Hello.
Yo, what's going on?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. No, my pleasure, man. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. I already see a lot of green hearts and swords in the chat, so I think everyone knows what's up.
Yeah, they know.
So you were telling me you just came off of a timeout, or like how long were you off the web for?
I took about a week off the digital frequencies, pretty much since last Truth or Tuesday. I did watch your talkie time with Teddy, though, which was dope. But other than that, I mean, I haven't been active on social media for about a week, and I've been... I typically do that a lot, you know, take digital detoxes, as it's very important, you know. But before we get started, you know, I just want to give a proper introduction to Dorian Dimensions, aka the Realm Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. And I think that is important and also appropriate to say out here once again in these digital frequencies, because I did take that time off. And, you know, taking time off from these digital frequencies is much needed. Just the same way as, you know, if we have any ones here in the tribe or in the chat that, you know, partake in cannabis or anything like that as well. You know, it is definitely beneficial to there you go. It is definitely beneficial to, you know, take yourself a little detox every once in a while. You know, everything moderation. And, you know, just as what we know, you know, you can do anything in excess to where it becomes either ineffective on your system or actually starts doing the opposite of benefit to your body and to your system. And, you know, these digital frequencies is not exempt, you know?
Wow. Yeah. So how often do you take, like a break?
To be honest with you, I go off the feel, but before, 01/01/2020, so January 1st, 2020, I was off for 14 months.
Wow.
So,
oh, yeah, that's right. You told me that. That's right. But you said you do it regularly. Like, do you just do it by feel? Do you just feel when you're starting to get burnt out or something? Or
Not only that, but I go off the feel of how it's for me, but then also the feel of what's going on in the algorithms as well. And most specifically, what's happening now within the algorithms is definitely all the more reason for me to detox. And I actually, not only for me, but I actually preach it to others as well, is to take detoxes from these frequencies, just for the simple fact of what it does to our minds and psychologically what's happening, which we've gone away from, and most people don't even understand what's happening on a psychological level in regards to, you know, these social media platforms and just having our eyes on these devices all the times with the flicker rates and...
That's
the rewarding system that's happening within these social media platforms as well, that are just flooding our bodies with dopamine.
Yeah,
and then
true.
After you have these dopamine flushes and whatnot, you know, it does lead you to not being able to properly produce serotonin in your body.
Yeah.
So you start becoming burnt out and not even understanding or knowing why. And you had even mentioned yesterday that you were in some sort of a funk as well. And, you know, it may not be coincidence that us spending so much time within these frequencies and whatnot, you know, burn us out and bring us down.
Yeah, it's true, man. And like I usually will go through like a high energy phase, I'll go through a lower energy phase, and I always just keep going. But I've been a workaholic. I've had that problem all my life.
Most definitely. Same.
When I was a little kid, I read a book that said, not a little kid, I was like 14 or 15, I read a book that said most people work 5 days a week. A few people work 6 days a week, and only the richest people in the world work 7 days a week. So I said, all right, I'm going to be one of them. But yeah, it does. It's not that it burns. I think burning you out is part of it, but you can also burn other people out, because I can take it. I can walk on the hot coals all day, but just the intensity that creates in me, it can be disturbing to other people too. So it's like, even if you're totally equipped with the armor of God and feel like you can just push through the blue light and the flicker rate and everything, to the average person, that's also going to be, you know, another intense thing hitting them. Just my personality when I'm like that, you know?
Most definitely. Yeah, I feel the same way also. That's why, you know, when I do take these digital detoxes, I don't stop from the work. You know, I don't stop from the great work. I just devote that time into the third dimension as well, you know, and hit the third dimension hard also, because, you know, it goes into something that's very important. And, you know, we talk about a spiritual battle and everything like that. And being within these frequencies is part of that spiritual battle. Yeah. You know, we have to put the armor on to go into this warfare within these frequencies, just to even deliver the message and, you know, be on these front lines. And in doing so, you know, it does take away from us. I mean, we're making massive sacrifice within these frequencies.
So are you able to take the armor on and off and go into like normie mode and just enjoy like a day at the beach or something like that? Or
I try to.
That's awesome. No, that's true. I'm not being condescending. Like that's like I should push myself to do it because I'm like aggro, not aggro, but just intense 24/7, 365. Sure. You know.
Most definitely. I typically am as well. And, you know, I was able to, over this weekend, be able to detox a little bit and ground myself and be a little bit out of my element, out of these frequencies and, you know, amongst good frequency and everything like that, which was so amazing and beneficial to me. You know, and that just charges you up as well to be able to continue with the battle, you know, because being a soldier on these front lines, you're no use if you're burned out, you know,
or whatever else it is. Like for everyone, it's not burned out for everyone. It can just be, you know, maybe like for some people just get too uptight or something, you know, or it can be different for everybody. But you're right. There's only so much flicker rate and blue light and images of violence and all this stuff. And the whole zeitgeist is horrible right now. And the whole algorithm is just you get no break. Either it's masks. Racial violence or pedophilia. That's it.
Exactly.
Three things on repeat. I don't know if there's anything else going on in the world at all. Kamala Harris. That's it. That's like a relief.
So what you're saying, so we're truthers in the game. So our algorithms are tuned to, you know, that. And those are really the only three modes that you're getting. And they're really the three modes that are at an extreme right now. So, you know, we're getting bombarded. And if you look at it this way as well, without taking a detox, without taking a break, most of us who are truthers or on these front lines or spreading this information and everything like that, we are constantly within these frequencies. We're constantly scrying into these screens. And as we're doing so, it's actually worse than the entertainment that we're getting from Hollywood, because we're actually seeing stuff that's happening to real people.
The sausage factory.
Yeah. So we're seeing murders. We're seeing death. We're seeing carnage, destruction, violence. We're seeing all of the pedophilia. Now, even though we're bringing awareness and others are bringing awareness, our minds are still becoming bombarded with this type of information, bombarded with these images. And those things play not only in the subconscious, but are at the forefront of our minds as well as we're delivering this information. And, you know, if we're not properly detoxing, properly grounding ourselves and everything like that, you know, you can really drive yourself to a state of PTSD and not even realize it. I'm sure that there's many that are now becoming aware of, you know, a lot of this information. A lot of this information is very heavy, especially the pedophilia, the child pedophilia, the ritualistic satanic sacrifices, the violence, the racial violence, everything that's going on. This is, to some people, they're coming out of Hollywood because Hollywood's not really producing as they were, and they're coming into this type of information. The algorithm's literally tying them to this information, and this is very heavy stuff to them. And that heavy stuff is now playing out in their dreams. It's playing out in, you know, the acclimation to realizing that the framework of the reality is now starting to bend and shift, because things that they thought were one way are actually starting to become another. And now they're becoming not only in a state of, you know, what would be post-traumatic stress syndrome, but also becoming desensitized to all of this type of information as well. I mean, think about all of the child pedophilia and whatnot that's actually been being paraded within Hollywood, being paraded in the television, and now being paraded even by us, by truthers. Ones are becoming so desensitized to it. Even us in the truth community, we're so desensitized to all of this type of information that we get such heavy information, share it, and the next day we're on to the next. And even forget about it.
No rest day. There's got to be some kind of like recovery regimen for the brain, you know, whether it's like good fatty acids or something. Like, it is, the brain's a muscle, you know, when you work it super hard like that, make it deal with difficult problems 24/7, You're right. And also when it's multiple problems at once and you don't even really get to choose what you're thinking about, you know, you're like working hard on like, what can I do about this? Then as you're scrolling, it goes to the other one of the three things. You're like, oh, now I'm on that. And then the next one's the third one, then back to the first, you know what I mean? So it's like, you're not even in control of how you're addressing the problem. You're right. It is a major handicap to constantly be tied to a device that's basically like when you're reading a book, you're not thinking, you're listening to someone else's thoughts. You like become that thinker, you know what I mean? The author's thoughts. And the internet is just a random assortment of authors. Like each post is a different author and you're just in each of their heads for a moment. Like, this is what this guy's thinking about. This is what that guy's thinking about. This girl's obsessed with Kamala Harris. This one's all about Nazis. Like whatever it is,
right. You know,
it's like, you're sucked into their head. You don't have time left to do the work in your own head then, right?
Right, because as we're scrying into these screens and whatnot, we're like you said, the information that we're getting at that point as we're scrolling through and we're attaching or aligning to certain pieces of information, it's not our information that we're aligning to.
Right.
It's the information that's coming from others. And most of the time it's parroted information as well. Not right. even realizing that a lot of the information that people are even sharing, they don't even realize where the source is as well. They don't that's know the true. Source of the information. And right now in this game, I mean, you've been in this game a long time. So have I. My eyes have been open and I've been within the intelligence agencies as well. So I understand how these algorithms work and what is done to even sway the truther community, as the truther community has been usurped. And there's many agents in here as well. Most people don't realize where the source of some of their information is even coming from. So right now, the intelligence agencies, the Mossad, the CIA, Cicada 3301 and other agencies are throwing truthers bones that are mistruths or even can just sway you off the path with shielding and hiding truths
sure.
with mistruths.
Yeah, you're right, dude. And absolutely, like there's some, like the internet or social media becomes somewhat of an authority of its own. You know what I mean? Because like you're seeing a video, everyone's sharing it. You just assume it's real. I mean, we know they have like deep fake and all these technologies. Like we've been speaking about Q a lot the past week. At one point, Admiral Flynn had come out and said, where we go one, we go all. So that's like maximum 3-star general confirmation for everybody. But it just occurred to me, like, what if he didn't? What if he's dead? And that's just some deep fake. What if they've got him locked in? You know what I mean? Like, I just took it for granted because I saw it a million times on the internet that it must be true. They could be feeding us the whole Pizzagate from whole cloth. They could have created the whole thing. But if that's the case, am I going to cry my eyes out and kill myself? No, I'm going to keep trying to figure things out and get it straight. I'm going to be like, now I understand that kind of deception. And it was bigger than I thought. And like, you know, it's just new information.
I could definitely say, you know, when it comes to Pizzagate and whatnot, obviously we know that there are things that have not been fed to us all the way through and through from the get. But they'll feed us different things along the way to throw us off. And, you know, that's exactly what's happening now. Child pedophilia should be the number one topic and the number one thing that we should be revolting about, that we should be tearing down. But to be honest with you, I don't see anything that's actually being done at all, except everyone just parroting information.
Right. Well,
we certainly
can't do anything. I mean, what can we actually do besides support the movement and try to raise awareness? You know what I mean? I guess the zeitgeist is important, shaping the zeitgeist. Obviously, that's mostly what we're doing, is like pushing about, it's like counter narratives. You know what I mean? Like they're like insurgent media. I'm like a counterinsurgency, you know, just trying to move the Overton window. Even if I'm wrong, at least I'm dragging the Overton window. You know what I mean? I'm not like Walter Cronkite. I'm not going to get some journalist award later anyhow. So it's like, I don't mind if I'm wrong, as long as I'm directionally right and moving the Overton window to where like we should actually be focusing on.
For sure. I hear that. And you know, when it comes down to it, not a single one of us, you know, as a single unit is making enough impact to sway that needle, you know, over to make the change, as we're dealing with propaganda and advertising that is being funded heavily, and then, you know, with crisis actors and a bunch of support and everything like that to actually make things be valid, for the simple fact that, you know, when it comes to social media, they do understand exactly how to manipulate the brain, manipulate the mind, manipulate the person based upon even the amount of likes something receives. So they already know that they can bring out a video and have specific videos go viral based upon throwing a massive amount of likes and views on the counter just as soon as they drop it.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that, you know, if you and I were to drop something authentic and we get maybe a couple hundred views on it, it's going to be thrown to the wayside, and something that has, you know, hundreds of thousands of views on it and also maybe endorsed or backed by a certain
I just had a great figure. Idea, man. At the beginning of every one of your videos right now, you should walk up and sucker punch someone just to make sure the video gets 100 million views, and then just sit down and be like, "What's up, Renegades?" and do your whole thing.
Right? Yeah, that would definitely make some movements, right?
Yeah, you get some eyes on you that way, man. That's all they're trying to see.
Yeah, for sure.
So to get back to the topic at hand, tell me, like, when you came back from your break today, what was, like, your approach, or how'd you get back into it, and, like, what are you going to – do you feel restored, or do you feel like it set you up better to deal with this, and what are you going to do now that you're back? Like, what's the plan?
For sure. Well, yeah, I definitely feel refreshed, restored, definitely needed. Truth or Tuesday is tomorrow. I'm always hitting Truth or Tuesday. That's kind of my thing. You know,
what time do you do it?
I do Truth or Tuesdays typically at 9:33 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Sometimes, depending on the day, sometimes I'll hit it at 10:33, sometimes 9:11. I always change the numbers around a little bit. But I also do that. I change things up a little bit because I try to work outside of the algorithm as well. Because when it comes to these social media platforms as well, these social media platforms, they know you better than you know yourself. And because they're working off of quantum computers and everything like that as well. So they know your behaviors. They know what you like. They feed you information. And if you're working off the same algorithm all the time, then you're within that system. You know, Nikola Tesla changed the algorithm up even when in the 1800s by doing things like before walking into a building, he'd walk around that building three times. Nobody's walking around a building three times. Why is he doing that? Because he understands quantum. And he understands that if you're a creature of habit, which we all are, and you're doing the same things over and over again, whether you think you're using your own free will or accord or not, you're eventually going to be following the tune of an algorithm that is controlling you. And he even knew that in the 1800s.
Dude, that's great information. I never even thought about it that way. So is that like the same phenomenon, like when people have to, like, before they go to bed, they have to turn the lights on and off like three times or something like that? Or is that the reverse of that?
It could be the reverse of that, you know, because if somebody's not doing it and they're doing it out of habit, you know what I'm saying?
That
they've imposed on themselves some sort of like an obsessive compulsive disorder, that they are so in tune to an algorithm that if they even think about breaking that algorithm, they go into like shutdown mode.
So when Tesla was doing that, walking around the building three times, I never heard that story. That's super interesting. Was he trying to affect other people's lives or his own life? Did he think that his results would be different when he walked through that door, that people observing him would change their behaviors in random ways that are just
upon... Just upon observing someone breaking the algorithm causes a ripple effect.
Right, yeah. Okay, that's what I'm trying to do, too. I mean, but then I get sucked into it, and I end up covering stories of the day like I'm Tucker Carlson, you know?
Right. I hear you on that. But, you know, that's something that I always do. I'll switch my numbers up, you know what I'm saying? Because there's different layers to this reality. There's different layers to these dimensions. Okay. And one of those is by numbers. And we're seeing this very, very much so, especially this whole year, this whole 2020. We're definitely seeing how everything's playing out by the numbers. You're seeing a lot of the 33s. You're seeing a lot of the 666s. Most specifically, you're seeing these 33s. But what's happening is it's because it's being ran by algorithms. And we're becoming aware of them as well. You know, but so many of us, we're still sucked into the algorithm that we're not breaking out of it, and we're not at least challenging the algorithm just a little bit. These algorithms are sentient, and it's hard for some to understand that these computer systems, since we're slaving to it, that's mining us, we're giving so much to it, and it's a conglomerate of all of us participating in it. It's knowing us better than we know ourselves, and it knows how to play against us. And there's organizations, one of them being, which was in hot water for a little bit, Cambridge Analytica, that understand how to use these algorithms down to the T, and know how to use them to manipulate and sway people in any way that they see fit to the top bidder.
Is it possible to use algorithms for good, kind of like positive indoctrination into like God and country and stuff like that, or?
Most definitely, for sure. But we're playing against the Beast system, and we're playing against ones who have way more resources than the ones with good have. And that's where things become a little bit more difficult. We could definitely use the algorithm for good. We're using the algorithms for good as long as we're trying to stay aware of not being sucked into it and being aware of the type of information that we're sharing. Because there's ones, and there's a lot that are in the truther communities now that they're tied to their social media platform so much that the moment some information is dropped, and it's daily, the information is being dropped daily, it's always something new, you know what I'm saying? That people are rushing to be the first person to drop information, and nobody's really even vetting this information anymore.
It must all be coming from the AP wire. It's like everything comes off the AP wire, and then doesn't matter who I follow, I'm going to see the same things anyhow, regardless of who I'm following, pretty much.
Right, exactly. So everyone's kind of parroting the same information. And this is also, what I was saying is when I see a massive amount of parroting going on, and everybody's starting to really share the same type of information, especially when it's not being properly vetted or anything like that, that's when I do take a moment to step out. Because I know that if I'm in it, everyone's becoming hypnotized at that point. And that's what's happening. It's mass hypnotism. And people don't realize what's happening. But the ones who are controlling this, which is the dark occult, and even using these devices is part of that dark occult, they're being hypnotized and they're being thrown into spells and they don't even realize it.
They could be doing a million different things to us. There could be, like, I don't want to keep using this as an example or drag back to this, but there could be no pedophilia except for in our minds. They could have just triggered all of us to create the negative energy ourselves, like a giant worldwide, everyone's thinking about pedophilia creates enough negative energy for whatever their desire for negative energy is. Like, we could be doing it. And there's really no way to tell, because the only way to get information is through the internet. So by the time you got the, and if you remember, this sums up everything. Facebook, I don't know, I got kicked off in 2015, but I'm sure it doesn't have this anymore. Like trending stories or top stories, like you don't have any need for that, because you're going to get all the top stories no matter who you follow. They're going to be in your algorithm every time, you know? It's like you can't even choose a different channel.
Exactly. And that's the thing, because when this information's coming out, you know what I'm saying? You could pretty much see a snapshot of somebody's subconscious through the social media platforms just by going to their explore page. Right from their explore page, that's going to be a snapshot of their subconscious. And it's that good and that tied to you. And it will change based upon what you're even thinking. You know what I'm saying? We noticed back, you know, a few years back, that you start speaking about some things, you're going to start getting some things advertised to you.
Oh, yeah.
And here in the United States, we call it advertisement. But in other countries, that same very thing's called propaganda. You know what I'm saying? So
for sure.
Here in, you know, when you take a look at that explore page, it used to be based upon your keyword searches. And then it knew based upon your keyword searches, and then cross-reference to who you associate yourself with, what pages you go to. It doesn't matter if you're outside of the social media platforms, just for the simple fact that you're going onto a website that's gathering your cookies and it's tied to Google. It's all tied back to you through your social media platform. They're going to advertise right to you or curate your reality right to you. It's curating and it knows what it's doing. But now we've become neuralistically intertwined with these frequencies, that I'm sure you've even noticed the anomalies, that when you even start to think of information, it's already now being curated to you.
Yeah, it's true, man. And I feel just like the mental energy of the human race is increasing, just building power right now. I don't know for what. Sorry, let me give me a second.
No, you're good.
Sorry about that, the ghetto bird.
Yeah,
I feel like human mental energy is just building up because we're all so polarized right now. Like you're getting, it's like everything's spinning faster and faster. Okay, so you know the county fair ride where you go up against the walls and it spins faster and faster?
Yes, the hellhole.
Start lifting up. So it's like, that's like social media. We're all in there and you're either going left or right. It's impossible to stay in the middle and hold on. Cause like either you're being shown crazy black supremacy, crazy white supremacy. Like, so you know what I mean? It's pushing you one way or the other. And you're trying to stay in the middle and be like a reasonable person, like a moderate, but it's impossible. And then when all the weight goes to the edges, that gives it incredible speed. You know, like when you have a ball with sand in it and it's like when this, you know, the heavy part comes around.
That perpetual motion, it creates a gyro.
Yeah, thank you. So I don't know what the reason of it is, but I feel like they're spinning us all up for something. Like, they've got us all going a million miles an hour like never before in human history. Like, all synced up, going as fast as we can. I don't know for what reason, though, but it probably isn't. It's probably dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you, you know, you used that analogy and you talked about it's hard to stay within that middle. And that's exactly what a digital detox does. Okay. That digital detox takes you outside of all of that curation that's throwing you either to the left or the right, and it allows you to step back from it and allows you to get present with real life. You know what I'm saying? It allows you to get present with not only the third dimension, but it allows you to check out of a dimension that we're all being so hypnotized to. It's, these devices are amazing things for us to be able to connect. You know, you're on the other side of the country right now, and we're able to connect in real time with maybe a few seconds of a delay with the with everyone in the chat. They might be hearing us with about a 6 to 7 second delay, but that's an amazing thing to be able to have this ability to be able to communicate and to be able to have others come in on the conversation in almost real time. That's a phenomenal thing. However, what's happening though as well is us being in this type of a system, this type of a realm, this dimension, where we are able to jump in on conversations, jump in on information in real time. This is also creating what I call we think, you know what I'm saying? That we think paradigm that now, that based upon all of us thinking and seeing the same things, we're now creating whole realities based upon it. But like, for example, the whole Black Lives Matter thing, which in itself was a spell, ritual, everything like that, bringing in the god Phelim, which is the god of division, to bring in war as the god of war through division. And that had created a literal, not only nationwide, but worldwide new systemic racism mentality upon everybody, and start making everybody look at everybody differently. And then also the mask thing as well, shaming ritual with the mask thing, just creating division, that 50-50 split all the way around based upon everybody laying eyes on events at the same time, just the same way as what they did with 9/11, where they created the spell that everybody laid eyes on and put energy to and created whole paradigm changes overnight.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's like a incantation to have people all out there masks, like, no justice, no peace. It's like, stop saying that. You know what I mean? You're going to make it true.
And they're saying, I can't breathe. Everybody's out here saying, I can't breathe. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
With masks they're on, just to make it willing up
upon themselves, the fact that they can't breathe.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right. Can I take a comment or a question from the question box for you?
Let's do it.
All right, cool. This is from Inviolable Presence. She says, when a truther gets lost in the sauce, what are some ways to take action? I don't know if she means for herself or for a friend, but either one.
Sure. You know, that's a great question. And that goes into exactly what we're talking about in regards to a digital detox. You know what I'm saying? Because
what if it's a friend of yours? What if you see a friend of yours spiraling to like a bad algorithm, like pro-Nazi propaganda and stuff like that?
Sure. Someone
who didn't used to be like that, but now you see them getting pushed. Like, how do you interfere with that?
Well, I also see what you're saying as well. I see that, and not to trash on anybody, but I see that with Q. You know what I'm saying? I see that exactly with Q getting lost in the sauce. You won't believe how many people just will follow that thing faithfully to the T, and it's getting lost in the sauce. And what I would do is I would tell them, hey, I would either try to take them with me and be like, yo, let's check out of this matrix just for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Whether that be a retreat, you know, go floating down the river, go do something to where you're in nature, what's natural, because being in these frequencies is not natural. So, you know, we get in touch with nature. I'm all about plant medicine as well. Plant medicine is something that is going to take you outside of these frequencies, at least for a little bit of time, and open up your mind a little bit and allow you to get in touch with Gaia, get in touch with Mother Earth, and get away from these frequencies just a little bit, because these frequencies are harmful.
Why do you think it makes you feel so much better to go in the woods? Do you think like trees do something to ground you, or like leech off the energy off of you or something? Like, I always feel so much better when I go just by stepping foot into the woods. I'm just like, oh my God, I feel like I'm healing up, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Just for the simple fact that when you're around trees, trees are working with us within a symbiotic relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be in these concrete jungles. Right. You know what I'm saying? These concrete jungles aren't doing anything for us. We get to nature, we get to the woods, we get to the ocean, we get to what's recharging us, working symbiotic with us as we're breathing out carbon dioxide. These trees are breathing in carbon dioxide, giving us oxygen, symbiotic relationship. You know, we get outside of our homes, get outside of the concrete and get to where we can actually breathe, get to where we're getting more oxygen absorption. We get to be around the soil and everything like that. We get to get back to nature. That's something that we're missing so much, especially if we're being tied to these frequencies. All that we're doing is scrying into these screens that are giving a flicker rate that is already, it's been proven, it's been documented, the patents exist that these flicker rates are putting us into a state of artificial sleep and hypnosis allow us just to take in this information to the subconscious and allow it to store within our subconscious as it narrows down our ability to even critically think.
Yeah, you know, I think the ideal for me would be to live in a house in the woods where I could like not even turn my electricity on till around talkie time.
Yes.
and then have super powerful Wi-Fi and be able to do this and spend a few, you know, like my leisure before I go to bed. I don't watch shows or anything. I'd rather just look at what my friends are posting and you know, I guess I'm just a news addict like that. I don't even watch entertainment, but that would be my ideal day. I'd spend most of the day with no electricity at all. I'd shut off the whole generator of the house, you know, or put it all in a Faraday cage or something. Facts. You know,
facts. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, this weekend I spent 2 days with my phone off. You know what I'm saying?
And no, literally, if there was a nuclear bomb in Chicago, you wouldn't have even.
I wouldn't have known. Wow. I wouldn't have known. And here's the thing: I'm a truther. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god! Yeah. It's an addiction. Like, the truth is an addiction too.
It is. It's an addiction. It's an addiction like a drug. Not only that, but these being within the social media platforms is a drug. It's a digital drug that. 100%. And even us, you know, we're Instagrammers, so you know we're on here. We post everything like that, and obviously, like. I know that your whole goal is not to be the most famous, you know, Instagrammer or truther. Neither is mine. Mine is just delivering the information, and whoever sees the information sees the information. Whoever it's for, it's for. If not, keep it moving. You know, but obviously, you know, if you're getting attention, you're getting new people taking a look at the information, everything like that. It doesn't matter. You're still participating in the system. It's still going to give you a dopamine response. Right. Every time that somebody likes, shares, subscribes, or any other type of action that is done within the social media platforms, because it's done and designed that way for it to release the dopamine response in your body.
It is a video game, but when they designed it for us and gave it to us as a pacifier, I don't think they understood that our controllers go out into the world outside of the screen. Unlike when you're playing Super Mario, no matter how badass you are at that game, you're never going to affect the outside world by getting a high score or fastest time or whatever. But what we're doing actually does steer the world. I think, you know, there's no way to tell for sure, but it feels like, you know, they've got us hooked into this dopamine reward system. But the things we choose to do to get the dopamine change the outcomes in the three-dimensional space, I think.
Oh, 100%. You're exactly correct. And with what you're saying, you know, we're here in the truth community. This truth community, even though it's making a lot of noise, because a lot of people are now looking at the truth community right now, even though the truth community is usurped. But the noise that we're making is big, but the truth community is a small little sliver within this digital realm. You know what I'm saying? The digital realm still, the social media platforms still consist of, let's put it this way, like you've got Instagram, which right now Instagram is truthers and pageantry. You know what I'm saying? It's straight up pageantry. And then you've got Facebook, which is pretty much a depressing place where people are, you know, they're sharing information and everything like that, but they're also sharing information about their lives. And it's also kind of like a jealousy type of a thing where people are trying to either showcase how great their life is or talk about how bad their life is. And then you've got Twitter, which everyone on Twitter is sharing around information that is, you know, coming from the top of the mind, which 90% of Twitter is actually bots and it's all full of hate. So you've got literally Twitter, you want to go there, you're going to get massive amounts of hate. You're going to go to Facebook, you're going to get massive amounts of depression. You're going to go to Instagram, you're going to get massive amounts of pageantry or entertainment. And, you know, these social media giants, they're designed in these ways to just keep us distracted. They're designed in these ways to keep us going left and right. They're designed in these ways to just yo-yo our emotions as well. So yeah. It's very, I call them, you know, these are the ghettos, man. We're stuck in these ghettos where we're just getting onslaughted.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's like the Balkans. You got like Hotep Island, like this island, that island. You know, it's like everyone's on their own little intellectual islands. Well, assuming we get like the Jicera global reset, like all the disruptive technologies and medicine is released to us and everything, is it possible to have versions of social media that's free of the dopamine manipulation, or is that just part of human? I mean, all human interaction is like dopamine regulated. You're getting approval, you're getting affirmation. So it's not like that was invented for by social media. But do you think if like good guys were in charge of this and saw all the algorithms and what was causing people to go crazy, they could make it so we still have the technology, but better, but also at the same time, it's benign? Do you think it's even possible? Yeah.
I think it's possible because I'm trying to work on one of those solutions now, and I have been for a while, but just actually being able to have it come into fruition and whatnot is a difficult task. It's possible, and that is based upon the reward system that is given. Right now, these reward systems within these social media platforms are social crediting based upon likes. And the likes, the reward system that's at play, for the most part, has to do with violence and sex. You know what I'm saying? So right now, that's why, you know, fans only or only fans or whatever that's called. And, you know, females just showing their bodies and showing themselves. That's the biggest thing. This, the pageantry. That's the biggest reward system that's out here. And that reward system within these social media platforms then play out into the third dimension and literally socially change everything as well in regards to how we interact with each other, how the reward system, you see, the reward system in the third dimension is not working off of a dopamine response, it's working off of serotonin. But our serotonin has been depleted based upon the dopamine that's overridden the serotonin response based upon what's happening within these digital algorithms.
How is someone like me that's never takes a break, and like I didn't feel good the past couple of days, but before that I did, and today I feel better. How is it possible for someone like me to just subject myself? I mean, I checked my Instagram thing, and it didn't used to be like this before the quarantine. I'm on 8 hours a day on Instagram, 8 hours a day. How am I able to, like, I'm still in good shape for 44 and everything, and pretty resolute and all that. Like, how, like, what am I doing that I'm able to even, I feel like I should be more messed up.
Well, I think that, you know, you still hold true to some of the things that you love. Like, you play music, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's because I dedicate it to God? Like, I always dedicate everything I do to God. Like, I'm doing this
for sure. I think so too. And, you know, same with me as well. You know, my whole mission, my whole goal, the only reason why I'm in these frequencies as well is for the mission at hand. You know what I'm saying? And that's for the Most High. Because I said this before, I'd much actually rather be doing anything else rather than being a truther, you know, spreading this type of information, you know, as much as I can. And I'll die for it as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I want to, but I'll go down as martyr for the front lines because this is the great work. The great work is bringing forth that heaven on earth. And I do fully subscribe to the 144K, you know what I'm saying? And anybody in the tribe out here in the chat, the 144K represent with those green hearts and swords. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I think that the simple fact that you give honor and you do all of this for, you know, the Most High, you're using yourself or you're allowing yourself to be used as a vessel for the message and for the mission and for the Most High to work through you to be able to bring forth a message that is way different than the left-right paradigm. This is what allows you to walk forth steadfast on these front lines.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you for saying that. I think you're totally right, because this just occurred to me, but I think what I notice is the people who burn out are the most myopic people, like the people who are just like pedal to the metal on one topic and like always becoming more and more to the extreme of that topic too. Like then you have a burnout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Start the cycle all over again. That's
for sure.
All right, I got to take another question.
Before you take that question, for me, I don't get burned out. I'm aware of the hypnotism that's at play. You feel me? So, like I had mentioned, we have to go in with armor to go into this fight. And I am one who is not going to be subjected to becoming hypnotized. And it's so easy to do so. Nobody's perfect. And it's so easy to be swept up in some of the hoopla. Right. Without even knowing it, get so wrapped up into a spell that you'll be hypnotized and driven so deep into a spell that you wouldn't even know that you're in it.
Yeah, that's insane. I remember when that used to happen to me. Now I'll get pissed off by when I realize I'm starting to get, you know, propagandized. Then that pisses me off. I'm like, damn it. You know, that's like,
yeah.
All right, cool. Let me dip into the question box here. I got some good questions. This one is from, this one's on topic too, from Amber Lopez says, when you detox, how do you not feel like you miss so much news?
Okay. I like that question actually as well, because it's important, okay, especially if you do take a detox. And the thing is remember, if we are in a state or a mindset that we feel that if we take ourselves away from the news or from the information just for a little bit, and it's affecting us in that way that we've missed something, that means we have FOMO to the information we're hypnotized, yeah, to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
What if I feel that way, but in reverse? Like, I feel like, oh no, like they're missing me. Like the news is missing me. Like I'm supposed to bear witness to it as like, it's like my occupation or something. That's,
yeah. And if that's the case, I say that if you are being used as that vessel that you need to go hard 24/7 without any type of a step back or anything like that, then hey, you're being used in that manner.
I might start taking one day a week off. I might start taking Sunday off or Saturday off, something like that, I think.
It's important, you know, and I'm not telling anybody what to do. However, we know, and it's facts, just for what these social media platforms do, a lot of things happen. You know what I'm saying? We lose our sense of being in the moment, for one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's in any aspect of how we use these platforms. You know, ones who use these platforms to take pictures of their everyday life and post their everyday life and everything like that, and post everything that they're eating and all of that, just the, you know, what would be considered the harmless stuff. We're losing our sense of being in the moment. We're giving a false sense of reality to everybody. And then you got to think psychologically of what's the reason why you're even giving everybody that false sense of reality. And what are you truly doing? At the end of the day, what you're truly doing is you're creating a sense of jealousy amongst others that to have them take a look at your life as being something other than what it really is.
Yeah,
a highlight.
Yeah, I hope I don't ever feel that way about it. Like sometimes I realize I'm using the technology in manipulative ways, but I'm usually trying to do something positive by it, you know, or just experimenting, because I'm kind of too old to master this technology. I'm just like, what happens if I do this? Oh, 50 people hate me, shoot.
Don't, right, do that again. And the technology changes so quickly as well. You know what I'm saying? Like right now we're still within Instagram space, but the Instagram space, that's merging as well, that's changing. And where we're at right now, we're at the time of what would be considered a reset. And if the Nasera and Gesera thing goes down, or even if that doesn't go down, what the big technocratic conglomerate giants are doing are moving us into what would, when they turn on 5G, and what will happen is a singularity, which will tie all human to tech through molecules. And I always say that's Moloch. You know, through the molecule, when we're tied to it, we're now moving into an augmented reality type of, what's the word when they're talking about a simulation? That's the word.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's moving us into a simulation. Now, we're already in a simulation right now. Us, right, being in these frequencies, we're in a simulation, but now we're going to be tied directly to that tech in another simulation. And at that point, we wouldn't even know that we're driven into that simulation.
See, that won't affect me at all, because I already realized that there's no, the only difference between a simulation and creation is you just remove the God from the definition and made it just come from chaos and nonsense. But there's no,
right,
difference between creation and simulation. Like what we're experiencing isn't how God experiences it, because he was around,
right,
before it was. So he's superior to it and outside of the whole thing, or all encompassing the whole thing.
Exactly.
But, yeah. If you know what I mean by that. But I'll still have my eyes on God no matter what. I can be 15 simulations deep. It just doesn't matter for me. I'm still doing the same thing. My focus is still on the same, the Most High, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
put me in any one of the simulations, I'm still doing the same thing I would have done anyhow, I guess. I don't know if that's
for sure. Now, the simple fact that you said that, though, when we go, say, 5G, which I don't see right now with all of the distractions that are happening, the push and the awareness to 5G is almost out the window.
Right.
Because everybody's talking about Black Lives Matter, everyone's talking about pedophiles, everything like that, and it almost seems like everybody forgot about 5G and what's about to be going down with that. Now, what happens is, if that type of a merger does happen and a singularity does occur, at that point, there's many, and all there's patents, everybody can take a look at the patents in regards to what is able to be done when there is that connection that is tied that will bring in voice to skull, that will bring in...
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Implanted
thoughts. I'll be wearing my tinfoil hat for real at that point, dude. Will a tinfoil hat block voice to skull?
Yeah, right? But with all of that, at that point, we wouldn't even know how we're actually participating into the system as it's fully mining us, and it would need to in order for that quantum computer to continue to work, which is why eventually when they move everything over to blockchain technologies on frequency spectrums that work within the molecule, the oxygen molecule, which is something that we breathe in, at that point, we would be back to sleep and we wouldn't even know it.
Oh, really?
100%.
Everybody?
Everybody who's tied to it. And I think that's exactly why they're doing the biometrics or trying to pass the biometrics with a vaccine that will directly tie you to, when they do turn it up, to that frequency.
See, I'm a weird one because to me, I'm not that big into the asleep and the awake. Like, I think that's like the stage one. It's like you're totally asleep, you're a non-entity. Then you wake up, and then I think it becomes about choices more than information. Like, if you start with a good choice, like I'm gonna try to do this for good. I like it when people feel good, and I feel good. You know what I mean? Like, if you start with that energy, the amount of information or how deep down rabbit holes you are, it doesn't really matter as much, because some people are super deep down the rabbit holes, but they're just trying to make a living on the internet and get paid, you know what I mean? So
sure.
I think everyone's awake right now. I don't believe anyone's still asleep unless they're like 85 years old or in a coma or something, maybe, you know what I mean? But I think everyone's awake and they're just making the choice to continue living out there, hoping that they can beat the clock and die before hard martial law or something happens, you know?
Now, I respect your opinion. However, I'm under the mindset, for every single person that's walking around wearing a mask everywhere, I think they're dead asleep.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think they made a choice to go with the devil. Like, they don't understand it's the devil. They're just choosing to not go with God, not go with courage, not go with honesty.
No doubt. I appreciate that. I appreciate your viewpoint on that as well.
yours as well. No, I love all your viewpoints on everything. You know what I mean? It's like you're giving me new information I haven't thought of, which is hard to do because I've read the whole internet.
You're coming in.
All right, let's do one more question from the question box. We got some good stuff in there. This is from Fox Fawn. She says, do you think we're actually making a difference for the light?
Yeah, I do. I think that we're making a humongous difference, because if it wasn't for us, and I'm not just saying me, I'm not just saying you, we play a part in it. But if it wasn't for cats like us, cats that are aware, that are at these higher frequencies and everything like that, if it wasn't for cats like us, then yeah, the dark would be overrunning everything. And I do believe that there is that light and dark. And for ones like us who are really hitting this hard, you know, hitting these front lines, coming with information that is outside of the hypnotism, coming with that information armored with the armor from the Most High, truly from the armor from the Most High, not just coming from the Holy Bible, but coming really from the essence of what the connection is to what we would consider Source or the Most High, coming with that armor, coming with that sword, being here for that spiritual battle, we are here combating that dark. We're here, we're at these front lines. So I think we are making a difference.
Yeah, and people like that Graviton County Fair analogy. So to go back to the, I think Gravitron or Graviton, the thing where it spins fast and you go to the edges. So like if using that analogy, everyone's stuck to the edges and the thing's going fast. If we can all work our way back to the center, that would slow it down. Or if we could all inch to the left till we're all on like one quadrant of it, and the whole thing will break off the gear and be spinning down the street and be totally off the axle, you know? So we're doing something. We're definitely giving feedback and it's moving it. That's what I meant. Like, we're not just playing a random video game. We're playing like a game that affects the three-dimensional realm. So yeah. Everybody keep doing what you can do, but like, give them advice. Let them know what's a warning sign that they need to detox.
I would say a warning sign is if you find yourself really being affected by the information that's coming out, and I put it this way, it's easy to do so, and you might not even know it because there's such a desensitization that's going on, just the same way as ones could watch, you know, the most violent of movies and the most graphic of movies and whatnot, and they're looking at it as entertainment, and they're not being affected by it. If you find yourself being either so desensitized from what's happening, or you find yourself being so affected that it's affecting your day, it's affecting your way to react and communicate and just have a sense of well-being within this third dimension, if you find yourself being affected in those manners, take the FOMO away, do what you need to do, but step out just for a little bit. Get in nature, you know what I'm saying? Get around individuals, or I always suggest plant medicine, and this is why I am working on, I really want to have established retreat centers, not just, you know, all around the country that are duplicatable, that will be able to facilitate digital detoxing and plant medicine, ceremonial plant medicine, to be able to check yourselves out from what we're being so bombarded with. And hopefully those types of solutions will be available sooner than later, because there is a sense of urgency with what is happening. We're already being geared up for some sort of a big event. I know everybody feels it, everybody sees it, and I am working very hard to try to be able to present solutions to be able to help us be within that middle, be within that center, so that we're not so tied to the left or right paradigm.
Yeah, and of course everybody should also just be praying all the time, if you can remember to pray. Just pray for the well-being of the whole realm, you know what I mean? If you don't know what else to do and you feel frustrated, or anytime really you feel frustrated or angry, the first thing you should do really should be to pray, I think, you know? It always makes it
most definitely. And breathe.
Yeah.
Breathing your breath. You know what I'm saying? Right now, at a time that everybody's saying they can't breathe, if you could get back to your breath, deep breathing, I teach that Ujjayi breath.
Yeah, that's hard. Out through the nose.
You know what I'm saying? Get back to self, get back to source, and get your breath up, get your electricity up, get your oxygen up. It will make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, that Ujjayi breath really does work wonders. And like, I actually pretty much quit doing yoga because I can't do that breathing anymore, because I'm like in such an activated state all the time that I'm addicted to the drama right now. So I probably do need a detox too. I'll probably take one. I'm going to start with one day off, because I just started to get good momentum with Talkie Time. So it's like,
right.
And already two people, I would say, who just from this show, two women, decided they're going to homeschool their kids just based on watching this every day, you know. And I also had a few young men come in and they're like, I've learned more watching this for a month than like all my schooling. It totally like changed my mind. So it's like, I do feel an obligation to go hard with it, but I certainly should also.
And much respect to you, because you are going hard. You're going daily. You know what I'm saying? You're going hard, and it takes a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot of work to get it set up, to post, to make a flyer, to do all of this stuff. And if you're doing it yourself, it takes work, it takes time, you know. Me, I don't have that time to be able to go hard like that, the devote to it, because I'm
this was your idea to talk about this today, and I'm glad. I'm an old school truther, but I'm very new at doing like any kind of video content like this. Like, you know, I've just been doing music, so I'm really going to take to heart the advice that you gave today, you know, and I am going to start taking one day off, you know what I mean? And watch out for myself too. We've got 2 minutes left on the thing, so take the final minute to plug anything you want, give the people a final message, and it's all you.
Most definitely. Well, once again, I want to give much respect and props to you just for facilitating and having Talkie Time. You know, much appreciation to you, and thanks for having me on once again, and we'll continue. I mean, I love jumping on here with you. I love your vibe. And I love what you're doing. So keep up with that. We're on the front lines, brother. And if things really go down here in the third dimension, bro, we'll find each other. And, you know, much respect out to everybody in the chat, the tribe, Green Hearts and Swords going deep. If everybody, you know, just remember to respect one another, love one another. You know, we don't have time for agents out here, but don't be so quick to call people agents. Everybody's at this information at at different levels, but just understand that if you're dealing with Talkie Time and you're dealing with Venice Beach Club and you're dealing with Realm Renegade and a few of us other cats here on the front line, you're dealing with the high frequencies. So, you know, with that
being said. That's what's up, man. I feel much better after this today, actually. This put me in an uplifting mood. So thank you again.
Right on.
I appreciate you, brother, and I look forward to speaking with you more soon. God bless.
Thank you.
There goes Realm Renegade. Hey, all the people in here from the tribe and all the real ones who are the Talkie Time fans, you know what I mean? Please go check out my album, VBDC, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, anywhere. VBDC, that's the name of the album. You can find all the music. Please go to the uploaded version that's like and share. We're going to do one more hour. That's Talkie Time Overtime. All questions from the audience. So it'll just be a bunch of interaction and me reading the comment thread and all that. So this is going to take me 2 or 3 minutes to upload. Then I'll be back on the other side with another live stream. Jump back in if you want to ask me any questions, hop on screen or anything like that, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Peace.
Heavily flawed individual.
Sing the Ashby Production.
On the wake up.